The Life and Loves of a He-Devil. Written and read by Graham Norton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction. It started with a bad oyster. Weeks of planning lay in ruins as I hugged my toilet, hoping that the great god of food poisoning would just put me out of my misery. The preparations for my 50th birthday had got a bit out of hand. What I had imagined would be a drink with a few friends had somehow grown into an enormous gay wedding where I would declare my undying love for myself. Caterers had been booked, menus tasted, cocktails selected, flowers being unloaded out of the back of white vans. K.D. Lang was booked to perform. Now it appeared that unless the whole shindig was relocated to my bathroom, the only thing that would be missing was the host. Too late to cancel, I pressed my face against the cool porcelain and prayed I might feel a little better by that evening. Too sick to present my Radio 2 show that morning, word was spreading amongst the guests that something was up. It is more difficult than you might imagine to write upbeat texts reassuring people that everything is still on when lying on the floor with stomach cramps and a vomit-stained dressing gown. By the time the sun had set and I needed to get ready, I had at least stopped being violently ill. I would go to the ball after all. Feeling like an understudy for the real me, I sat...